Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Sunday, August 16th, 2020. Welcome to episode 160 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Today is Shows We're Watching Sunday. And I really haven't watched any TV since the last time I recorded one of these episodes. Yes, I know the second episode of Star Trek Lower Decks came out on Thursday. No, I have not watched it yet. I might watch it before I go to bed tonight, or maybe not. I'm planning to pre-record a few more of these episodes and also pay some bills before I can relax and do fun stuff. I was just thinking that if and when I do get to watching the next Star Trek Lower Decks, I think I will immediately follow it up with an episode of Star Trek the Original Series. I felt like I was in the mood for that tonight. About halfway through December of last year, I decided that if I was ever going to accomplish the project of watching all of the Star Trek content that has come out, I had better keep track of what I had and hadn't watched. So I made a spreadsheet, I also have a similar spreadsheet for the Star Wars universe, that lists all of the currently existing Star Trek TV episodes and movies, their original release date, and when I had watched them. Between the middle of December and the middle of January, I did watch approximately half of the first season of Star Trek the Original Series, and I'd kind of like to get back into that, but it is, of course, one of about a million things competing for my attention. But it seems to me like an episode of the original series would make a really good palate cleanser after I watch the next episode of Star Trek Lower Decks. Kind of like taking an antacid after eating a spicy food. Now there's an analogy. Really, the only other TV show I've been watching remotely recently is I am very slowly doling out episodes of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic because I just finished season 7 and they only ran for 9 seasons, so when I get to the end, that's it, there aren't any more. I found most of season 7 rather underwhelming compared to some of the best of the previous seasons, which is something that can be said for at least a couple of Star Trek series too. But the season 7 season finale really impressed me. How so? Because it tied together a whole bunch of ideas that were introduced over the course of season 7 that didn't seem to have anything to do with each other or the rest of the series. I was really impressed with how all of that came together in the season finale. But that's all I have to say about that right at the moment. And now, the next segment of my Nebraska Tourism Audio Diary. This is Nebraska Tourism 2020, segment 16 of 35, Bonfire Grill and Pub and Pony Express Station Museum. Bonfire Grill and Pub is a restaurant in a town called Broken Bow, and when I pulled up to it, I went, "Oh yeah, I remember this place." It was one of the stops we visited on the big 2017 passport tour, except that time we came into town from the opposite direction, because we visited there on our outbound trip rather than coming home. It's a restaurant inside a cool old historical hotel, but the same as last time, I just went inside, got my paper passport stamped at the hotel front desk, and then kept going because I had more places I wanted to visit that day. The next stop, which was a really cool one I'm really excited to talk about, was the Pony Express Station Museum, which really is an actual Pony Express station preserved in a city park. It looks like a log cabin, because it is. It's not very big, and it's kind of cramped inside, but for the limited space they have, they've done a really impressive job with putting up lots of signs and artifacts and maps, and really doing a good job of telling the story of the Pony Express. There was another family of passport travelers in there with me, so I had plenty of time to peruse the museum displays while I was waiting my turn to get my passport stamped. That was really neat. Speaking of delivering mail, here is a public service announcement, and you may or may not have seen this 1,000 times on Facebook already. If you have, I apologize, but it bears repeating. Your county probably has drop boxes for you to drop off completed early voting and vote-by-mail ballots in. My county does. I intend to use them. Yours probably does, too. Be a hero like the Pony Express riders and deliver your own ballot to the ballot counters in your area yourself. And knowing is half the battle. Why, yes, I am too young to remember that. But I still know it's a good way to sign off. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about current events. In the next episode, back to your regularly scheduled Dog Days of Podcasting programming. Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.